Let's begin the Perek Beis. Kolei Aguf Tomim Hamar Masok V'Hamasok. A person's sense of taste can be distorted. V'yesh min hachol v'mishem esave v'ta'ev l'ma'achol sh'enu u'yin la'achila kegon ha'ofa v'ha'pechem. And on the other hand, v'sonei ha'ma'achol s'atovim kegon ha'pas v'ha'boso. Hakol l'fi rov hacholi. Kach b'nei odom sh'nafshoseihem cholos me'avoyom v'oavim hadeo saraos v'sonen haderach hatova u'mis'atlam l'alach hazbo. The Rambam here is presenting something very, very fundamental. Sometimes a choli haguf expresses itself in a way that one is aware of the choli. If a person sprains his ankle, sprains his knee, so he's aware of the choli. He's aware that there's now a weakness in that part of the body, that it can't support weight the way it's supposed to. But there's a more insidious type of choli, where if a person doesn't have a broader frame of reference, the person wouldn't necessarily recognize the choli, because he now experiences what's unnatural as natural. Okay, so in the case where all of a sudden a person wakes up one day and until now had always been experienced as masok, he experiences it as mar. When he wakes up one day and all of a sudden finds that he's misave lepechem and ofar, so it's true, because he has this broader frame of reference, he'll be able to diagnose a choli. But absent that broader frame of reference, he wouldn't be able to recognize the choli, because he experiences the abnormal as being normal. He experiences the pathological as being natural. when the Rambam then uses the chole haguf as a moshel, as an analogy for chole hanefoshos, so the implication is the same. The implication is that for a person to recognize when he has a chole, so the Rambam is going to continue and say that just as a person who has a chole haguf consults a rofe haguf, who's a baki in that chochma, so too a person with one of the chole hanefoshos has to consult with the rofe nefoshos, but a person has to first know that he's sick to know that there's a need to consult. If a person knows, well, it's not, he has hypertension, so then he'll go see a doctor to know what to do about it. If the person is oblivious to the fact that he has that condition, he's not going to do anything about it. So implicit here in what the Rambam is telling us, that the just as chole haguf can be experienced as something normal and natural. No, that they eat something which is bitter and it tastes sweet. That they experience a taiva for offer and teflon. And it's only having a broader frame of reference which allows one to recognize, no, something is very wrong here. It's only that broader comparative frame of reference. It also means that when a person assesses his deos, he can't rely entirely on what feels wrong to him. No, I feel that the way I spoke to that person was wrong. I feel like I acted improperly. That will diagnose some of the chole nefoshos, just as one will experience the weakness in one's knee. It won't feel natural, but it's not going to diagnose all the chole nefoshos. It's not going to diagnose when the mar feels mosok. It's not going to diagnose when he has a taiva for offer and pechum. To be mishaer deosav, she'e adam shon deosav tamir mishaer osan. To make a cheshbon hanefesh, so a person needs a comparative frame of reference according to which he measures his deos, because we can easily have a chole hanefoshos but not experience it as such. We can, in terms of our experience, so we think everything is fine. Umahi takonas chole hanefoshos yelpu etzel hachachomim shehem rofe hanefoshos v'yirapu chol yom b'deyo shemalamden osam ad sheyachzirom l'derech hatova v'hamakirim b'deyo saro'o shalahem v'einam holchem etzel hachachomim l'rapi osam Aleim Omer Shlomo Umusar Evilim Bozu. The Kate said he before also. Mishu Balchema Omer Lo Lahanheg Atzma Hashem Hukov Kulo Lo Yargish Klal V'yelech b'derech zo zman merube ad she'te'oka ha'chema milibo. So here, why did the Rambam need the end of Halacha Aleph? What the end of Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, just as a person, if he has a choli haguf, so we're lame, we're not doctors, so we consult the doctor. So too, if a person has a choli hanefoshos, he's a layman, so he should consult the doctor. But Lamaisa, if the Rambam would have skipped that, and the Rambam would have just said, if you didn't have the last two, three lines of Halacha Aleph, and you just would have said, V'ketzad he v'fuasam, right, the Rambam introduces us to the concept of Choli HaNefesh, the same way that Choli HaGuf is Choli HaNefesh, the same way Choli HaGuf can appear natural, Choli HaNefesh can appear natural, it needs a refuah, and then he should have continued. Halacha Beis, V'ketzad said he refuasam. Because the Maisa, the Rambam is basically telling us what to do, right? The Rambam is equipping us to, you know, what do they call the whole genre, the self-help literature. So the Rambam has it here, right? You don't have to actually go to the doctor. The Rambam tells us what to do for each midah. So why does he have the end of Halacha Aleph? I don't have an adequate teretz. Especially because at the end of Halacha Beis, he seems to indicate that what he's telling us works for everything. Val kav ze yase b'shor kol hadayos. Im hoye rochak l'tzei ha'echad, yalchek atzmo l'tzei ha'sheni. V'yinak bo zman meruba, ad sheyachza l'darach ha'tova, v'hi midah ben l'shabuch hodeya v'deya. So it's not as if, well, this isn't always going to work, so when this doesn't work, so then go be sure late. So I'm seems to say, no, what I'm telling you, Halacha Beis, is this is the refuah for every imbalance in Deus. I don't know. Okay, so nothing from the beginning of Halacha Beis. The Ketzad he b'fuasim. Mishu bal chema. Omim lahanig atzma shem chuka v'kulal. Lo yargish klal. V'yelech b'derech zo. Zman meruba ad shete'oka ha'chema milibo. Well, the Yagish Klal here, Lechora, doesn't translate the way we ordinarily translate. It doesn't mean that he shouldn't feel anything, because the Maisa, that's Gufa, the Midah he's trying to cultivate. That's what he's trying to get. It means he shouldn't express anything. It means Lo Yagish, that he shouldn't vent, not in the sense that he shouldn't feel, but that he shouldn't allow any outward. Any outer expression, and in that sense, he's stifling the chema, and if he stifles it again and again and again, so that ultimately it's an ekeres milibo. Grammatically, I think that's correct. Also, we in modern colloquial usage, we say "Echa tamargish," how do you feel? But the truth is that's really a shorthand, because lahargish is a hifil. So hifil is always a causative; it always has to be a transitive. So it doesn't really mean. Really, it's shorthand for Echa Tamar Gishas Atzmocha. That's the in other languages it's like that. I don't know. I know someone who his mother tongue is Russian. So as is often the case, right? When we speak a second or a third language, so we make the mistake of thinking in our mother tongue and then sort of translating into the second language. It doesn't always come out the way a native speaker would say it. So I don't know if he still does this. I haven't seen him for a few years. But when he used to say, "How are you feeling yourself?" That's how he would, when he give you a shalom aleichem, he wouldn't say, "How are you?" He'd say, "How are you feeling yourself?" Which is really, so it must be that Russian is the same as Lahavdil as it is in Lashon HaKodesh. It must be the idiom really is to, which is what Echata Margish is also. So Margish, it's not a lukimta in the word, Adrabba. We really use it in its literal sense. Don't activate your emotions, because lahargish is again a causative. So it can mean, again, when you use it to mean feel, so it means really, it means feel yourself. It has to be a transitive. It's not an intransitive the way we just translate it and think of it. So don't activate your regish. Don't act upon your regish. Don't activate your emotions. What's a Zman Meruba? So obviously can't quantify first what the Zman Meruba is. Zman Meruba is gonna vary, but the one thing the Rambam can tell us is that Tikkun HaMidos is a process. It's not something that's gonna happen instantaneously. It's a process, and therefore it requires the persistence and the steadfastness in order for it to happen. ועקב זה יעשה בשעור כל הדיוס, אם הוא יבוחק לצי האחד, יוחק עצמו לקצי השני, וינהג בו זמן מרובה, עד שיחסו לדרך הטובה, והימיד הבן לשלוח הדיו ודיו. Is this a horror, a shor, in the sense that really, if a person walks around in tattered clothing, so really that's not the Derech HaBeinonis. The Derech HaBeinonis is that a person should dress neatly, that in a neat, unassuming, dignified way. That's the Mid HaBeinonis. It shouldn't attract attention because it's so flashy, and it shouldn't attract attention because it's so because they're rags. So over here, where the person is wearing rags, so it's a hara shah, mishum choli. So the pashtus is no. The pashtus is that by v'halachta b'drachav, the mitzvah, the process of cultivating the correct midos and the correct deos is part of the mitzvah. It's not a heksher mitzvah. It's The mitzvah v'alhafta v'drachav is to act in a way that a person is cultivating, reinforcing the correct midos. So depending upon v'asher v'sham, depending upon where the person is holding, so it may mean to act with the midah v'enus. Well, no, it may mean that a person is supposed to be at an extreme, because that's what he needs to be doing at this point, to be cultivating the midah v'enus. There's no mashmas in the Rambam that it's some kind of necessary horah shor. V'yesh deyos she'osav lo odom linog mehem bebeninus el yisrachek ad hakzei ha'acher v'hu gova ha'lev she'en ha'derech ha'tova she'yihe ha'odom onod bovad el she'yesh fal ruach v'tiyye rucho nemucho le'me'od. So here's the very old and, I don't know, almost if not intractable kasha here in terms of the apparent stira between here and Paragalef. It's very, very difficult to contend with. In Paragalef, the Rambam illustrated the Midah Avenenis by giving examples both with Gova Leif as well as Kas. The very first example the Rambam gave in terms of the Midah of Beninus was with the Midah of Kas. Later, when the Rambam wanted to illustrate the difference between the Chacham and the Chosid, so he used the Midah of Anova, the spectrum of Gova Lev and Anova, and the very unmistakable impression and understanding we had in Perek Aleph is that these midos are also governed by the Derech HaBeninus. And now in Perek Beis, the Rambam tells us, no, it's also here that the person is supposed to be at one end of the spectrum. I don't know, so we're going to learn Halacha Gimel without at least initially, and maybe not only initially, but entirely, without trying to be miyashe that stira. V'yesh deres, okay. V'hu gova halev she'en adarat hatov she'yodom onad bilvad ela she'yeshval ruach v'tiyaruch onem nuchel ma'od. L'fichach nam ev Moshe Rabbeinu onad ma'od v'lo nam ma'onad bilvad. ולפיכך ציבו חכמים מאוד מאוד הבשפל רוח. ועוד אמרו שכל המקביע ליבו כופה בעיקר שנאמר ורם לבבך ושכחת עש השם אלוקיך. ועוד אמרו ושמת דעיס בגסוס הרוח ואפילו מקצוסה. So the Maima Chazal of Kol HaMakbir Libo, so the way we have it in the Gemara in the first paragraph in Sota is Ki'ilu Kofa V'Ikar. So one would have said that, okay, so the Rambam had a different living gears in the Gemara. But the problem is the Rambam Parish Mishayis and others quotes it as we have it. So Tarach Iyun, what he has in mind here with when he drops that Chofa Dimyon, the Ki'ilu, here it's calling like Be'er Libo, is Mamish Chofa Be'ikam. So how does that... So why is it that he himself has the... How did he understand the fact that Chazal, because he himself has this girsa, say it in the, you know, in the sense of equivalence, not literally that it's kafa v'ikah. So I don't know. What does it mean, though? But just, again, so taking this Rambam kishal atzmo, without looking to be miyashev with the girsas hagemara in Sota, what does it mean that kol ma'agbir libo is kafa v'ikar? What does it mean to say that without a ki'ilu? There are lots of equations you find in Chazal. The Chazal say with a ki'ilu, so we understand it's not literally the same thing, but on a certain level there's an equivalence. But it's not literally the same thing. But we understand there's a different level in which there can be an equivalence. So we'll have in the second half of the halacha of kol koes is ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. So we understand that it's not literally avodah zarah, but there's a certain equivalence. It's ki'ilu. But what does it mean to say kol magbia libo is kafa veikar? So maybe the pshat is as follows. Well, what is it? What, just in terms of definition of terms, what does it mean for a person to be an onav? What does it mean for a person to be a balgag? So Rav Zaksa Chalmanfacha said as follows. So we think that if a person, I don't know, a person imagines that he's a Boki and Shas when he isn't. So we think he's a Balgaid. So Rav Zaksa said, no, he's not a Balgaid, he's a Mashun. He's out of touch with reality. He thinks he's a Boki and Shas, and he isn't. He's a Matur. He's a Mashun. And for a person who is a Boki and Shas to think he isn't, why is that a Maiva? Why is that a maila? Chazal are very critical of the chacham sheigia lahorah of einu mora. So elamai, hein the balgaiva, hein the onav, have an accurate self-image in the sense of they know how much they know. Again, in using that example, that illustration, that context. So what's the difference? The difference is that the Balgaiva thinks it's kochi v'otzim yadi. Balgaiva thinks that whatever he stands out, in whatever area he stands out, he thinks it's kochi v'otzim yadi osali sachay l'zeh. And the owner realizes that everything he has, again, the importance of hishtablus and amola, all of that notwithstanding, without diminishing the importance and indispensability of amola, and his job is notwithstanding, when I say all of a person's abilities, all of a person's opportunities, his very existence is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's not kolchi v'otzem yadi. Everything is b'chasdei shamayim. Everything is b'chasdei shamayim. So the Onav knows, the Onav and the Balgaiva, they each know in terms of that illustration, how many black gemara they know. The Balgaiva thinks it's kolchi v'otzem yadi. And the Onav realizes that everything again, his amola notwithstanding, everything is the indispensability of that notwithstanding, he knows everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the definition again of the Magvi Alibo is Kochi Ve'otzem Yadi. So Hashad Asim Lohochi. So if you go back to the very beginning of the Yad, you saw the Yisod of Amar HaChachos, is later sheyesh shon motzi rishon, mamtzi l'chol nemtza. V'hu mamtzi kol nemtza. So as the Rav used to underscore, the Rambam says it in Lashon Hova, he doesn't say in the past tense, himtzi, he gave existence to everything that exists, but mamtzi kol nemtza, right? Every moment, what exists parasitically off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, which is the source for a person's anava. A person has a sense of kochi v'otzem yadi, it means he feels some independence, he feels some autonomy. So that's what Rambam says. That's not only terrible midos, but it's mamash kafavika. For a person to feel that sense of independence, that it's me, it's kochi v'otzem yadi, he feels some kind of independence, some kind of autonomy. So that's mamash kafavika. Okay, we'll stop now.